After that early morning, October 6, 2010, second encounter at the pine tree stump, also in his work site, Ted Connors began to look for the word Oltisis. It's spelled O-L-T-I-S-S-I-S. 2.5 months later, on his Monday day off of December 20th, 2010, Ted took time to explore a library. On a table were some old books to check out or purchase, and one was entitled Ancient Greek Gods and Lore Revisited, copyright 1962, by Frederico Ioannides. And for those listening who would like to help in the search for this book, all of this is at my news website, earthfiles.com, in these reports. Now, Ted checked this book out from the library, and that day he looked into the index and found three references to the word Oltisis, and found in one footnote that the word was linked strangely to historic pleasure palaces in Greece and China's Xanadu. Ted Connors put the book on the front seat of his car with the intention of reading more, but by Wednesday morning, December 22nd, 2010, the book was still in his car at 8 a.m. when his all-night shift from Tuesday to Wednesday ended. And he was surprised to receive a phone call to report to his boss's office. And here now, Ted Connors continues with what happened.
That morning, I received an urgent call just before I was to get off to report to my superior's office. When I entered my boss's office, there were two gentlemen seated just opposite his desk. My boss introduced them to me as one was with the Department of Homeland Security, the other was with the National Security Agency. The two gentlemen introduced themselves by name, showed me their identification, then proceeded to ask me about a book that I had checked out of the library. I told them the title of the book. They said, we need to have that book. And I asked them why. The gentleman from Homeland Security said, this is a national security matter, and are you aware of the Patriot Act? And I said, well, I've heard of it. He says, when we ask for something, we expect to get it. The Patriot Act gives us the right to have that information, and we are asking you for that book. And I again asked why. At that point, my boss interceded, and he says, go get the book. So I went and got the book. I said, how will I get the book back? He says, we will contact you.
Did you, at any point in this discussion with Homeland Security and a National Security Agency representative sitting across from your boss, did you say, why would a book on Greek gods and lore revisited be of national security concern that under the Patriot Act that you can come from the government and confiscate a book that I got from the library?
I did not ask that question, but I did think that question.
Did your boss know about your experience with the drone on June 25th, 2007?
Yes.
Did you and he talk about the context of this visit by Homeland Security and National Security Agency on December 22nd, 2010, in the context of the drone appearing at that tree at your facility and these two men from the government coming in and demanding the book Ancient Greek Gods and Lore Revisited?
No, that subject was never brought up. I didn't like it. I don't like it. I'll never like it, but I had to do it. I was, in a way, held captive, I guess you would say. I don't see where that book was a problem as far as national security, and it never was explained to me that it was.
How do you think that Homeland Security and National Security Agency even knew that you had checked out a book from the library 2 days before?
That's a good question. I have no idea. The only thing that could be was that I had been in contact with a certain individual who also does research in relationship to the drone craft mystery. I had related to him that I had a book via email the evening that I got home in relationship to the word Oltesis, then noticed that entry in the book in regards to Xanadu and pleasure palaces and things of that nature and the word Oltesis. And so by sending that email, I feel like possibly that it was intercepted.
Right. The implication is that your email and your phones are being monitored by the United States government agencies, at least the Homeland Security and the National Security Agency. And that goes to the issue. They're taking the Dragonfly drone extremely seriously. And what is it about the Dragonfly drone technology and appearance here in the Earth in 2007 in all of these other interviews I've done with people who have seen this strange Dragonfly drone spanning 22 years? What is it that the government knows about these Dragonfly drones that they don't want anybody to know about and consider it a threat to national security?
Well, that's the question, the million-dollar question right there. I don't understand why it is. I don't understand what the secrecy is all about. I do understand the fact that my book was taken. I do understand the fact that my rights were violated.
Isaac talked about the fact that he assumed that the Dragonfly drones in May and June of 2007, at least, flickered in and out and could be photographed because someone was jamming a frequency. And the likelihood is that so much of this happened in California because China Lake and Edwards and so many sophisticated American military operations are there. And in fact, what might have happened is they may have had a eureka moment. Oh, we have found the frequency. We can now jam it, and we can now see where the Dragonfly drones from Oltesis are.
Exactly. You hit it right on the money. If they think they can discover it, then they think they can stop it. And if they think they can stop it, then that makes them very, very happy because it's going to maintain their power base and their ability to keep us in the dark.
It seems to me that all these pieces add up, that the intelligence of the Dragonfly drones, the intelligence that downloaded the information in your head only a few months ago on October 6, 2010, are linking themselves in the words that were communicated to you to Greek history and Greek civilization.
Exactly. There is a Greek connection there, and that's where the answer is going to lie. The answer is going to lie in the Greek connection. I do not know what that connection is. That's what I want to find out. I want to know where this leads, because this leads to the possibility of the ancient Greek civilization having some contact or interaction with the people that I received the message from.
And that it is possible that the so-called Greek gods of mythology could have been direct, up-close inspiration by the intelligences of Oltesis interacting directly with humans in what became the great Greek civilization.
Correct. That's what I believe actually has happened in the past, and I believe that now there's been a reintroduction or a reconnection. Or I don't know what reason, but there's some reason that they're reconnecting with us. That's where the answer, I believe, is going to lie in the drone mystery.
Why do you think that knowledge about extraterrestrial interaction and creation of the Greek civilization should be a national security threat?
Well, you have to go back again, Linda, to 9/11, even further than that, to look at how paranoid we are as a people. You have to look again at the people who are in charge, who make the decisions for us. We don't make our decisions. They make our decisions for us, and those decisions are based on their criteria.